Yes. You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Regina. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, I am.
And are you calling me from a safe location?
Yes. Well, actually, the roadside assistance is not for me. It's for someone else. Hey, let's go over here. Come on. I think I was just connected to you. Could have been somebody else. But anyway, roadside assistance, yes, we do need it. And I have the policy number and the VIN. Leo, bring your car, please.
Okay, can I start off by getting your first and last name?
Yeah, Jose Sedano. S-E-D-A-N-O, the last name.
One moment.
His car's in the car. Can we go in the car now? In the car now. Yes, cool.
Okay.
Candy, let's go.
Oh, fuck. I thought you
know
this car's
in the car, dude. Me and your
brother are going in. Okay. Now, may I have that full policy number?
Yes. Policy number is 0401-0513-0304-331.
Zero,
let's go. Get your
0304-331. And the last 6 digits of that VIN number?
That would be 174-125.
Okay, one moment.
Go get any coffee, buddy.
Can I get you to verify the address associated with the policy?
Yeah, 36 Allegra Drive, Watsonville, California, 95076.
And the year, make, model, and color of the same vehicle?
It is a 2007 GMC. Color is gold? Yes, sir. Probably gold.
What's the name of the car?
What was that? A GMC?
That's the make. And what's the model?
Getting the model. I don't know the model. It doesn't say it on the insurance card.
Acadia?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Acadia. That's what it is. Leo, let's go!
And reason for service today?
What was that?
Reason for service.
Vehicle stopped working. I guess that's the reason. It just stood down.
Okay.
Would it be better if I have them call you? Because I noticed that you guys have Spanish services and they just don't speak English. That's why I'm calling.
It doesn't matter. They can, and we can transfer them over to someone that speaks Spanish. If you don't, do you know where they're located at?
They said right now they are currently on their way to Paso Robles, and they will be there in about half an hour. The car is still going. It's just they're just going really slow, and I think it's gonna stop on them, so they can't go any faster.
Okay, and see, we won't be able to set up the ticket for service until they stop and give us an exact location.
Exact location. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. I'll let them know, and I'll let them know that they can also call so that way they have the exact location. How would you get the exact location? Phone?
Yeah, we can map their location.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So when they call, just tell them to use your phone number, and then if we need to change the phone number on the ticket, we can. But in order to peel the ticket back up to where I left off at, so they won't have to go back through the process again.
To use my phone number?
Yes, the 714-255-5001.
Oh, that's not my number. Is that the number you have? I got transferred over to you. I don't know if the number changed.
Okay, no, sorry. That's the number that came up with it. But I remember talking to you earlier.
Yeah, I had the 9551 phone number.
Okay. Let me go back. Okay, and the number is 951.
The number is full number is 831 area code 707-9551.
Okay. Okay, and you can just have them call back.
Okay, and then when they do call and they get naked, do I just tell them to provide the phone number?
I can give you a customer ID number that you can give them. That probably would be better.
Okay, yeah, let me have that customer ID number.
Let me know when you're ready.
I am ready now.
Okay, and that customer ID number is 105.
9-2-9-2-8-6-1.
861.
Yes.
Okay. All right, we're waiting for you to call back. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye bye. Papa, put a song on. Papa, put a song on.
Okay, hold on.
What are you doing?
Now I'm going to call Yaya because it's...